You're in the Trenches with Dave Lappin, brought to you by First Star Logistics, and you're listening to part two of our interview with Jimmy Burrow, father of quarterback Joe Burrow with the Cincinnati Bengals, who took the Bengals to Super Bowl 56 in the process, wins the division title, wins the conference title, comes up just short in the championship game. I'm going to talk to Jimmy about how Joe sees repeating, running it back as such, handling success. Nobody handles success any better than Joe Burrow does. We'll talk about that and so much more. Enjoy part two. Our 1 million YouTube view giveaways contest, courtesy First Star Logistics, continues with a special contest that runs until August 7th, 9 o'clock. So you have plenty of time, but don't procrastinate. Don't wait, because prizes include 2 tickets to a Cincinnati Reds game in the Boone County Bourbon Room with Dave Lappin. That would be me. 2 tickets to Cincinnati Reds game in the Boone County Bourbon Club with a celebrity to be determined later. And I know you're going to like that. It's big time. A signed Dave Lappin jersey. First Star Logistics custom backpack filled with apparel and gear. A $300 value. Very nice prize. 2 $50 gas cards with the price of gas today. Nice. To enter, just go to the link and description below or scan the QR code. Coach Combs was at one of the practices that we were able to attend as media people, and he was there with University of Cincinnati defensive staff members, and watching Coach Combs, Sam Hubbard, and Joe Burrow kind of have a three-way conversation. There was a lot of smiles, a lot of laughter. That was some pretty good stuff.
Yeah, Kerry Combs, when I first came to Ohio University, my first home visit was at his home there in Cincinnati when he was the head coach at Coleraine, and we were recruiting his son. We didn't get him, but so we go back a long way. He's had a lot of success. I'm sure Coach Fickell is glad that he's back over there in Cincinnati. And I told him last year, sent him a text during that playoff run. And I said, hey, a lot of your former players from Ohio State are really doing a great job here. And he says one thing about our former players, they do know how to win championships. So, I'm sure that plays a lot into the success of guys that played for Kerry and Cincinnati and Ohio State.
You know, your son brings out the best in everybody. I mean, he raises the entire bar. You know, his teammates say, boy, look how hard Joe's working. Am I doing enough? You know, he loves the grind. His commitment to the process is so extraordinary. I remember talking to Tom Moore, the legendary NFL coach, when he was coaching Peyton Manning. And he said, you know, when you're coaching a guy like Peyton Manning, you have to bring the best version of yourself every single day. It's an obligation, because this guy is so like, I mean, he's football Mensa, you know, I mean, he's a savant. Joe's that kind of guy, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, he has I guess kind of a uncanny ability to remember things. I don't think he's a avid note taker, but he seems to the process film that he's watching on his own. And then when the coaches start picking a defense apart, he's able to really retain that information that they're talking about. And then even better, he's able to process all those things on the field. And he takes a lot of pride, I think, in knowing where to throw the ball and how quick he needs to get rid of it and really what he's looking for against the defense and the coverages and blitzes and those type things.
Is there a game during the course of last season that you watched as a dad / you know, extraordinary defensive coordinator that you said, wow, I mean, well, you're even impressing me here. Was there any game, or was there, I'm sure there were many of them. Is there anyone that sticks out in your mind?
Well, I think really both Chiefs games. I mean, you know, they were down to arguably one of the best, if not maybe the best team in the NFL. And you know, Joe was able to engineer a great comeback. I mean, there were so many of them, but to put yourselves as a team in those situations against the Chiefs, the one at home, the one away, and to come back. I mean, it just showed a lot of character and the guys believe in themselves watching Joe do what he did in that game, it really just kind of let me know that he was one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL at that point. So I was proud of him.
Yeah, there's no question. And that's never happened to Patrick Mahomes. Loses two times in a month. Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals beating Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs twice in a month. I mean, I don't think Mahomes has lost to the same team twice in a season, never mind in a month. And, boy, they got the Chiefs on the schedule next year. That's must-see action right there. Yeah. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, Joe Burrow and the Bengals, here we go, teed up again. I mean, what do you think of the schedule, Jimmy? I mean, you know, you've seen it.
It's tough. I mean, that's the way they try to create parity in the NFL. The best teams get the hardest schedule. So I get it. And no matter what you get of the teams out of conference, you're always got to play, you know, three of the tougher teams in the league, in Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and Baltimore. So there's six games, you know, right there that doesn't matter who else they give you, you got to go through those guys. But it's just part of it. I think Joe and his teammates think they're going to be even better than they were last year. And it's just a continued part of the growth of their team to be able to be consistent against a very tough schedule.
Growing up, did Joe have a bunch of questions for you about football? Was he, you know, did he have like one of those, a beautiful mind for football, even as a very young kid, just getting interested in the game? Could you tell by the questions he asked him, this guy's different?
Well, I mean, we'd watch film occasionally. I mean, I've mentioned several times over the years that I didn't push it to say, hey, you got to watch film. But when he did, he listened. And if I, as a defensive back coach, I always concentrated on coverages more than anything. So I think he was able to pick that up and he listens more than he asks questions, but he certainly picked up a few things over the years, and we were fortunate. He was fortunate that, you know, we had great coaches even in here in Athens at the Little League football and they put him in shotgun formations in third and fourth grade and taught him to read coverages but he always picked things up very fast. And as I said, was able to take those things from the meeting room to the practice field and then from the practice field to the games. It's always kind of been that way.
You mentioned that you thought Joe even grew a little bit, you know, in the last couple of years. Did he have a growth spurt? I remember my freshman to sophomore year, I grew 5 inches and gained 55 pounds, and the coaches in high school were like, who the heck's this guy? I mean, I left school at the end of the year being one size and came back another. Did Joe have a spurt at any time where you thought, wow, physically he could be competitive here?
He just was very, he was always taller but thin. Maybe in 10th and 11th grade, when he really started to get into weights, I think that helped him, put on weight, because it was never easy. His mom, Robin, started to, because we knew whether it was going to be basketball or football, he was going to have to get more weight on him. So he literally had 5 meals a day, pretty much every day for most of his high school career to try to maintain weight. He can maintain weight if he lifts. By the time he went to Ohio State, I mean, he was probably 205, 210, really that's what he is now. He can weigh more, and he has weighed up to 220, but
right,
he doesn't like carrying that much weight.
Yeah, that's what he was saying here during the OTAs. He dropped a little bit of weight and is gonna stay right there. He feels really, really good at that weight. Was football always his primary love? Or he talks about basketball as being his first love, was it?
Yeah, and maybe even baseball too. I mean, because you know, you can start traveling around with your teammates playing baseball and basketball.
Yeah,
third grade when we moved here to Athens, so you just become more ingrained into to those two sports. He was very good at both. Basketball, you know, he started every single game in his high school career from the ninth grade through the 12th grade, and so it's pretty competitive. You know, as a freshman, no matter what level you play at in high school. So, you know, he was able to be one of the better players in the area as a freshman. And with his build at the time, we thought, you know, maybe basketball would be his sport as he got taller and still pretty much still thin. But he played on a travel team out of Chillicothe. He played a lot of the better teams around the state and really out of state too, and was always able to hang in there and compete with some of the better players around. So, but really 10th grade, when he just threw the ball all over the place, they went to the spread. That was the first time he was the high school quarterback. I think we all kind of agreed that, hey, we better do what we can to put weight on him and make sure he was big enough and strong enough in case football was his sport, which is the way it turned out.
Athletes always are able to handle or, you know, bounce back from failure. You know, I compete. I got to get better. I know exactly what I need to do, and I'm going to do it. Sometimes handling success is even more challenging than handling failure because the expectations of everybody else is so much higher because of the successes that you've had. Joe, individually and as a team, you know, the expectations are, boy, you know, how does Joe handle that? Is Joe pretty good at handling success? He seems to be.
Yeah, I don't think he's a big ego guy. I mean, yeah. You know, he exudes confidence to the point, you know, some people say he's almost cocky, but again, I think it's just extreme confidence. But he's always had great teammates, and he believes in his teammates and his coaches. And you know, if that's the case, when you win, you know, it's not just me, it's not just Joe because he's the quarterback, and he's always given credit to where credit was due to his teammates. And I think that has a lot to do with, you know, there's a lot of expectations. The teams Joe's on wins a lot, but again, it has a lot to do with everybody else on the team also. And he understands that.
Yeah. With his preparation and his love of the grind, man, it's an earned confidence, and his teammates certainly do understand that. And to a man, all three of the offensive linemen that I've talked to, Karras, Kapp, and Collins, all said, the reason I'm here is number nine, that guy right there. Joe Burrow's the reason I decided to come to Cincinnati. I mean, Karras is like, I see, you know, I see a lot of Tom Brady qualities in this kid. He said, you know, I don't want to go out there and make comparisons. You know, Brady's obviously accomplished quite a bit, but he said, just on the, you look at the raw materials as such, and I'm paraphrasing here, there's a lot of the same raw materials there, and that's big. And, you know, tight ends want to come here. Receivers want to come here. Everybody wants to come here because of your son. What does that mean?
Well, I mean, as we said, he exudes confidence, and he's won every place he's been. You know, our high school team changed the direction of their whole program when Joe and his teammates were here. When he went to LSU, the same thing happened there. So there's a track record of Joe's teams when he was the quarterback of winning and winning big. So it carried over to the Bengals, and now with all their young players, I mean, you can't help. I don't think as a free agent or a guy that's possible getting drafted that, hey, maybe it's going to be the Bengals. I think anybody that has a chance to go to the Bengals right now is really excited about it. And a lot of that has to do with Joe. A lot of that has to do with, Jamar and T and Joe Mixon and Zach Taylor and the Browns. And so once again, it's a team effort, but you know, the quarterback usually gets most of the credit. So, you know, he'll take it and work to get players, anybody that wants to come, that can help that team. I'm sure they're all in to help out.
You hit it, Jimmy, these four guys offensively, 25 years old or younger, last year's production, 25 years old or younger. I mean, it's the first time this ever happened in NFL history, I think. Joe Burrow, 4,611 yards passing. That's a team record. 34 touchdowns. That's a team record. Joe Mixon rushes for 1,205 yards and 13 rushing touchdowns. Jamar Chase, 81 catches, 1,455 yards, averaged almost 18 yards a catch and 13 touchdown catches. And then T. Higgins, 74 more catches, 1,091 yards, averaged just under 14.8 yards per catch with six more touchdown catches. These four guys, 25 years old or younger, man, well, I mean, that's a promising future to say the least.
Well, it's, I mean, a credit to the Bengals making those draft choices you know, with success comes a lot of contracts that eventually have to be worked out. So, you know, you just hope that they can continue to keep these guys all together. I mean, if they can, then the success is going to continue for a lot of years and hopefully Super Bowl wins. But it's a good young group, and I think the Bengals have done a good job of not just drafting talent and athletic ability, but also character. I always see several of the guys they draft and sign are captains on their teams and you know, have graduated from college, and not that that's a requirement, but it just shows commitment and discipline and leadership at really all the positions if you take all those things into consideration.
You're right, Jimmy. I mean, two of the six draft picks the Bengals took this year, Tyson Anderson was a two-time captain at Toledo. Volson was the offensive lineman, was a three-time captain at North Dakota State. I mean, first time in school history, a three-time captain. So that stuff is all, you know, is all definitely a factor. I mean, this football team, you know, culture is a big word. Everybody throws it out there, but I'm telling you, there's definitely a culture that's being built in that locker room. You can feel it.
Yeah. Well, I coached at North Dakota State. I was on a staff that when we were making the transition to Division II to 1AA. So I know what it takes to be a great player at North Dakota State. So, the young man they drafted from there is, my sources say he's tough and will really contribute at the guard position. And once again, he's, I don't know if he was there 3 or 4 years, but I know they won at least three national championships when he was there, maybe more. And that all adds into confidence and a winning attitude and commitment, as I said earlier. And you know, Joe loves that. Me as a coach, you know, I love that too. So it's paid off, and hopefully we'll continue to do that.
So when Deshaun Watson got his $230 million guaranteed deal from Cleveland, did Joe think cha-ching? I mean, Lamar Jackson, he's sitting there thinking, oh, my worth just went up. Your son has to be thinking, man, that payday's coming.
I mean, he really, somebody asked him, I think maybe in some interview, really, I think he doesn't really think about it that much. Yeah. Because he's so focused on the, you know, the task at hand and trying to get better in the offseason and winning. You know, I think the few times that I've heard him say anything, it's just, hey, you know, the whole process will take care of itself. As always, the more you win and the better you play, then the easier that's going to be to get done. So quarterbacks, really all the positions are, you know, the contracts are crazy. I think, and Dave, you know, I think I got an $8,000 bonus and a $27,000 salary, you know, back in the prehistoric days of the NFL, but it's out there right now, and they deserve it. I mean, football is not an easy sport. It affects your health and your body really for your lifetime. And the average, I think is still maybe 3 years for a career. So, I'm all for those guys getting as much as they can.
We'll get you out of here on this, Jimmy, and appreciate your time that you carve for us as always. The AFC quarterbacks have left the NFC like Russell Wilson come to the AFC. Receivers have done the same. The AFC is stacked. 16 teams in the AFC. You can make a case that probably 14 of them are playoff possibilities. Maybe Jacksonville and maybe Houston are, you know, maybe on the short end of that, although you never know. I mean, everybody's going to point to the Bengals, and they're going to say, why not us? Well, they don't have Joe Burrow, first of all. But they run it back, as they say. What does Joe say when he talks about next year and trying to follow up on such a successful season this year and defending the AFC North title and defending the AFC championship?
Well, I just think he's, you know, they've broken down the things they need to get better. And Joe's a part of that with the things that he needs to get better. And if they do that as individually and as a team, then they'll be right back in it. I mean, you know, the kind of the iron sharpens iron. So if you're playing in the AFC North and trying to get through all these AFC teams during the course of the schedule, then by playoff time, you're certainly going to be battle tested. You got to stay healthy, which we did last year. But you know, to get better from last year, you got to, each one of those players got to know their weaknesses and what they didn't do so well and work on that, which they have in OTAs and in the off season. And then we'll have a great year and hopefully be back in the Super Bowl and win it this year.
That brings me my final couple of questions, and I promise this is the case. Weaknesses. Okay, you're in a unique position because you're not only Joe Burrow's dad, but you were a defensive coordinator and a really good one for a long time. In your opinion, if you're game planning against your son, what does he do best? What is his greatest strength, do you think, if you had to pick one thing? I know there's a lot of things, and it might be tough picking one, but what do you think might be it?
I think it's just his ability to process the coverages and the blitzes pre-snap. And that has a lot to do with preparation himself and with the coaches. But if you're a defensive coordinator and you're trying to disguise things and mix things up, and the guy on the other side, the quarterback, knows where to throw the ball before it snapped. He knows where to slide the protection to at least give you the best chance to pass protect you know, should I keep the back in to protect? Do I get the protection so he can release? And as a coordinator, you have no control over that. It just makes it harder and harder to consistently get the right defense called. And Joe as we talked about, can process that during the course of the week. And then he carries that over in the game and puts really the whole offense into the best play possible a lot of the times, because he's able to do that.
On the flip side, not necessarily a weakness, because I don't think there's really, you know, glaring weakness anywhere in Joe Burrow's game, but striving for consistency everywhere in his level of play, where do you think he could make the biggest improvement in that consistency and whatever level it might be?
I think the red zone, you know what, I think statistically we started out really good last year in the red zone, and then for whatever reason you know, kind of slacked off a little. So and you know, whether you're the quarterback has a lot to do with that. I mean, it's a whole 11 man thing about when you get in the red zone, there's less room to get the ball downfield, you know, you got to be able to run the ball down there. And for the quarterback, you know, maybe Joe's ability this year to run a little more than he did last year will open things up in the red zone. But, you know, I think that's where Joe can get better. And If Joe's needs to get better at it than the offense does, and it'll all come together this year.
Jimmy, as always, great stuff. Nobody knows football and the intricacies of it is any better than Jimmy Burrow. I can tell you that right now. And thanks for your time. Thanks for your knowledge.
Dave Lapham here. And every day I am grateful for my experience to have played professional football. As a player, I realize self-motivation, leadership, and appreciating your teammates are key. At First Star Logistics, you can use those same attributes to create the life you want for you and your family. Build your future by working hard, like I did. You'll see results both on and off the field. Call First Star Logistics today and be part of our winning team. Opportunity knocking.